الفاتحة. بار دیگه درود بجه با محمد و آل محمد بر Islam, and as he had said on the very first day of his movement, Misli la yubayyuhu mislahu. A person like me will never offer allegiance to a person like Yazid. Alhamdulillah, you are here with this procession, Julus. In fact, all these practices, rituals, and ibadat are once again an allegiance to our Imam. That you sacrifice your life for the sake of Islam, and we the followers, now it's our turn to offer this sacrifice. This is in fact a pledge once again that you are not here. And if you were here, we were going to help you as your followers did on the night of Ashura. But we know your son is here. Imam is here. Though we are deprived of his guidance, direct guidance, but we can feel his presence. And all these are reminding us that if you are going to help Imama, if you are trying to be on the path of Imama, this is not always the easiest way to go. It needs sacrifice. You can be alone. You could be killed. Your family could be looted. They could be sent to prison, but this is the cost of being on the right path. If you can pay the cost, come to this line. Come to the camp of Imam Hussein. Be ready to be sacrificed. And do this with all the honor and dignity. Don't bow your head against any tyrant. This is the message. And we are here thinking, if we were here and thinking on this message, and we have the spirit of being with the Imam, then surely this is the greatest ibadah which anyone could have done. This is the first question which will be asked. How you helped your Imam? What you did? And you must have heard the sentence, the famous sentence, tradition, Kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu ardin karbala. You have your own Ashura. You have your own Karbala. Now how can you define this? How can Kullu yawmin be Ashura? The day of Ashura was the day of sacrifice. It is asking me to think over your life. Every day of your life is an Ashura. Because every day of your life you will be tested. If you are saying tonight or tomorrow, Allahumma anqatalat al-Hussein, may Allah curse those who killed Imam Hussein, this is a reminder for you that kullu yawmin you have to face these enemies. Who are those who killed Imam Hussein? And why are you cursing him after 1400 years? Because the ideology, the ignorance ideas of ignorance are still here. They are still fighting with Haqq, the right path. So this battle of Haqq and Batil is always here. So the time of Ashura and the land of Ashura Karbala is always here, because this battle is an ongoing battle. Every day you face this battle, and every day you have to decide which way I will go, which camp I will choose. Not only the Ashura. On the Ashura, those who went to the camp of Imam, they were left alone. They were deprived. They faced punishment. They faced torture. They faced everything. Now, this is again calling us. If you do fear of being tortured, na'uzubillah, if you do fear the death, punishment, being alone, then this is not the right camp. Who should come to the camp of Imam? Who should come to the camp of this great revolution movement? Those who are ready to give their life. And this was the only demand. Anyone was coming to Imam, offering him money, offering him sword, offering him horses, he would have said, no, I don't need these things. I just need your life. If you can spend your life, then you are with me. And looking at followers, those who had to come, and they are coming, and they will come, inshallah, the Imam said, Misli la yubayu mislahu. He never said, I, Husayn ibn Ali, will never offer allegiance to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. He said, no, this is an ongoing battle. Misli la yubayu mislahu. A person like me, whoever he was, wherever he was, any age it was, a person like me will never offer allegiance to anyone like Yazid. So you have your own Husayni path. And in your life there must be a Yazid. be aware, be on the path of Hussein. Always ask yourself, who is Hussein in my time? Who is Yazid in my time? I should be very much fearing, I must not be diverted to any other path. I am Husseini. I am born Husseini. My mother taught me the name of Hussein. I always mention Imam Hussein. In my life, I can easily say there was no any time when I was far away from the name of Imam Hussein. And I think all of us are so grown up. We were grown up with this beautiful name. So it is now in our blood. And I know this name of Imam Hussein will never keep you sitting. Inna liqatil Hussein hararatan fi qulubil mu'minin lan yabrida abada. The death of Imam Hussein has raised such a heat in the heart of mu'minin, it will never die. So here you are. Now this is your battle. Your Imam sacrifices everything. And a time came when he was alone. And he said, Hal min nasir yansuruna? He was aware no one from the enemies will come to help him. No, what was this sentence? Hal min nasir yansuruna? Is there anyone who is coming to help me? If we had spirituality developed at that level, you could have heard that sound of Imam Hussein, shouting of Imam Hussein, calling us to come with him. Now cannot we say Labbaik ya Imam? Yes, we are. We are here to help you. And we say, be ready then to be sacrificed. And inshallah, we could have said, yes, we are ready. We will sacrifice everything. Now, whom to offer allegiance? Imam is not here. This is not Ashura. This is not Karbala. But our Imam is here. Son of our Imam is here. And from Parda-i Ghaiba, he is looking at us. Cannot you be ready quicker? Why it has taken 1200 years? Imagine, Imam Hussein said in Karbala, Hal min nasir yansuruna? I think the Imam of our time is also saying the same sentence. Hal min nasir yansuruna? Is there anyone who could come forward and say, I am follower of Imam Mahdi? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Get the reward of being the follower of your Imam. Now you may ask me how we can do this.